Joining us now is Denise Blatt, Associate Superintendent and Director of Pupil Services and Special Education for the Elyria City Schools. And we can talk a little bit about the involvement of what's going on here today, as well as with the involvement with the United Sports League of the Special Olympics. Hello, Denise. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you do within your role at the school, if you would.
Okay, so I oversee all the special education services and many other things that fall within the pupil services, but special ed's probably our biggest one that we are known for out of pupil services. And we take pride in all the services we give our students every day, and one of our favorite events of the year is hosting our annual Special Olympics track and field event.
What goes into that preparation for this as being the host of that event?
Well, we start planning the next week after an annual event occurs. We reflect upon how this one, the last one went. We send out a survey to our participating districts to get feedback on improvement for the next year. And it's a continuous, we meet once a month, all year to plan for this. This year we did something a little different. We included some colleagues from other districts. We had a representative from Avon, Amherst, and Lorain City Schools all helping us plan this year. So that was a nice, seeing it from an outside perspective, participants that helped us think of new ideas of what we can do to make it better.
Do you bring in a lot of volunteers as well to make this all happen?
Absolutely. So we reach out to local area businesses in Lorain, or actually Elyria, and we bring in about anywhere from 85 to 100 adult volunteers to help run the events, man the gates, parking lot, everything. Just direct traffic, basically. So,
what about, you mentioned how you sort of begin right after the last one took place. What about the athletes that participate? What's their road to getting to this event here?
So usually about like February, March, we send out information to districts about, you know, what events we're having so they can start preparing back in their home districts and buildings for the event. This year we're adding a new event. We're adding the javelin toss, which we're excited about. So we ordered a bunch of new javelins. And so it's part of our job to let the districts know what's new so they can help work with their Special Olympians to prepare for this.
How many special athletes will we see today?
We have about 526 on our roster today.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a pretty big event.
And when you talk about the event, you talk about adding certain different games, parts of it. How many are there throughout the period of this?
So this year we're doing it a little different. We're doing one side of the field will be set up for our primary and intermediate students. So those are basically grades K through 4, 5, right around there. And then the other side will be set up for secondary students, so our middle school and high school students. And we'll be running track events simultaneously to hope cycle them through faster because it is so big. We're doing the meter dash, the softball toss, javelin throw, and long jump.
Oh, wow. So as you look out here, you'll see activity in all corners of the Ely Stadium.
We're kind of imagining like a split down the middle of the field with secondary on one side and elementary on the other.
Wow. What's it mean to the athletes to participate in this? What is it, you know, to for them to be out there showing their skills?
Yes. Well, I think it's one of the highlights of their year. I was a special education teacher that brought my classroom here for years before taking a job in Elyria Schools. And it was one of the best days of the year. Our band would do a line down the hall playing the drums as we marched out to the bus, and it was probably one of the most exciting days of the year for classrooms that participate in this. Their families come out, they root them on. They have a lot of schools bring typical peers to support their students one-on-one in events. So it's just all cheerful and smiles all day. Even when it rains, which we're hoping it holds off today.
Do the different competitions have more adaptive type equipment maybe for that? And maybe even over time, technology has allowed certain types of athletes to participate that maybe in the past was not part of the Olympics?
Absolutely. So we'll have an area over here set up for what they call OH events, which is students with just orthopedic impairments that are in wheelchairs or have adaptive devices for their mobility needs. And so those are a little separate from the rest of the events due to the nature of the adaptive equipment that they have.
Wow. So this is a big event that goes on today. Talk about maybe the participation or the importance of the fans, the people cheering them on. Mm-hmm. How much does that bring to this event?
So I think that's another thing that our families of students look forward to. They love seeing their children, their grandchildren, their brothers and sisters come out and participate and be the highlight of the day. And that's really what it's ultimately about, is highlighting our students, their abilities as individuals, rather than being, focusing on disabilities, I think, is one of the things that we do the most within Special Olympics and special education as a whole. So today's all about them and their families come on, their teachers, their principals, central office administration from all different districts will be here.
We have Denise Blatt, Associate Superintendent and Director of Pupil Services and Special Education for Elyria City Schools, joining us this morning. What about the bonding of athletes? That's sort of a sport, has that sort of component to it about you and your competitor and or your teammate. Talk about a little bit of the bonding that takes place with that, too.
Absolutely. So this year, actually, Elyria participated in the first time for what they call a Unified Sports Special Olympics, where you team up. You have, for every one Special Olympian, you have a typical peer athlete. And they go around and they compete in the different schools throughout the school year, whether it's basketball, football. A couple weeks ago, they had a cornhole tournament at, I think, Amherst hosted that one. But that's a newer program that's up and running through Ohio Special Olympics, and it's unified events. But it's all promoting equity and being a part of something, being one within their environment, in their school, and inclusive.
It sort of also shows those students who are the regular athletes within the schools helping out with others and sort of bonding in that experience, too.
Yep, great compassion.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. for that. What exactly is the United Sports League of the Special Olympics, if you could talk more about that?
So within Ohio Special Olympics, there's different branches of it. The Unified Events is more, and I love to see the growth of it because it's within the school day. A lot of our students outside of the school day have challenges with transportation. So these events happen within the school day, and again, it includes general education, typical peers that promote unity, again, and inclusion throughout the school. We work and we have to do certain participation events throughout the school year. It might be include a pep rally where our kids put it on and host it, or a fundraiser of some sort. But it's, again, it's the concept of having our Special Olympians with the typical athlete unified together on a team. It's really a special thing.
Right.
This year we hosted the basketball tournament in Elyria for the first time.
So we talked about the competition that takes place. Tell us a little about the ceremonies and mm-hmm. the medals and that part of it too, which
yep.
then spotlights those who have succeeded in their competition.
So this year, well, every year we do a march, and this year we made a new cauldron and a torch for the athletes. They run around and we line them up by district. And they pick, usually it's a senior to highlight the seniors. They will go and we put them on markers and they pass the torch and then they light it at the cauldron before we begin. But then there's an all-school district march where they go around all the Olympians. And then we kick off with the traditional, Pledge of Allegiance
right.
and patriot things. And then this year we will be honoring two of our members that we lost over the year. So this year we will do a moment of silence for two of our Special Olympians that we have lost.
For the number of years you've been doing this around there, any special moments come to mind or things you remember from past ones or participants that really kind of had an impact on you even past?
Yeah. So each year, too, we do a mascot race, and that's usually like in between like lunchtime, and each district, they're laughing over there. Each district brings like these big blow-up masks or mascots or big costumes, and it was Avon Lake and it was their Shoreman, and he was like one of those blow-up puffy costumes, and he was running, and I think he was even in the lead, and he just tumbled down, and I think everybody, and that was like the most memorable highlight of last year. But each year, I think it's just the genuine smiles and laughter that you hear coming from the field and the stands, from students, families, teachers, everybody.
Sometimes there's a different, we talk about sportsmanship and being a good sport or whatever. I think this exemplifies it to the nth degree with a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The way that they participate, they win, they lose, they're excited, and to be able to participate is a win for them in a lot of ways, too.
Yep. This is the first year we're giving out. Each athlete gets a special medal, and it has the year of the event and everything. So we're excited about that, and I think the kids will really enjoy that, too. So
And you've got great weather today.
We do, and I was worried because the forecast, you know, it's always changing. But
well, sure, and you never have those, you know, you don't want the rain days because everybody comes together on that day and they've got that plan. So it looks like a great weather here at Ely Stadium and Special Olympics getting underway. The ceremony start about, what, 9:30 or so?
Well,
today,
we start lining up on the track around 9:30. It takes a while because buses are still, you know, arriving, but we'll start lining schools up. But we usually try to kick that off about 9:50, 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, look forward to that this morning here at Ely Stadium. Our guest this morning, this time around, Denise Blatt, Associate Superintendent and also Director of Pupil Services and Special Education for Elyria City Schools. You're very much pioneer proud today.
Yes,
with all
absolutely, every day.
Sometimes I usually get to see Amy with all her different outfits that she has on, but it looks very good today.
Yeah.
And
a lot
of, and we're, of course, wearing our red today in honor of that being here
awesome.
As we spotlight the community of Elyria as we have our continued celebration. As we continue from city to city, and it's all part of the bicentennial celebration for Lorain County. It's brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau here on WEOL.